This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we continue with part two of a message called United on Purpose from the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. There's a little correction I need to make in preface to today's program. I reference Billy Graham being alive because he was alive when I gave this message, but as you know, he died recently, and like many of you, I watched the funeral and the services surrounding the death of a great man of God, Billy Graham. Let's continue with part two today from Ephesians 4, picking it up at verse 11. Let's bring up verse 11. I want to talk about the first three words of verse 11. It was He. Boy, if there ever was a phrase that's important in that verse to me, it's the first three words. It was He. It was Christ. There are ministers in churches all over the United States of America who honestly and truly think it's all about them and their capacity and their ability and their preaching skill. And they need to hear those words, it was He. He's the one who gave it to you. There are musicians and singers and soloists all over the country and churches who think it's all about them, and they need to hear three words today. It is He who gave you that ability. There are leaders and teachers and Bible school teachers and trustees of churches who think it's all about them, and it is He. It's all about Him. It's all about the giver. We're the receiver. He's the giver. It is He who gave some to be apostles. Let's talk about that. Apostle was the number one requirement for an apostle was that they had to be an eyewitness to the resurrected Christ. Personally, I don't believe there are apostles today. Why? Because we don't have people still around that were eyewitnesses to the risen Christ. But that was an office in the body of Christ when the church began, the apostles. The term means one who is sent. Some to be prophets. Prophet means someone who speaks forth the word of God. It doesn't mean somebody who foretells the future. It's somebody who foretells the word. I think of Billy Graham, modern day prophet, proclaiming the word of God, even though he's still alive, he's unable to preach. But I think he just immediately came to my mind this week thinking about who's a prophet? Billy Graham, preaching the word of God. Some to be evangelists or missionaries, people who share the gospel with people one-on-one or perhaps in a group. And God calls men and women to be evangelists or missionaries. And then the next one, some to be pastors and teachers. I think two descriptions of the same office. The most important thing I do, not because I think it's important, but because I think the Word puts the importance on it, and that is to preach and teach. God didn't call me to be a civic leader. I'm not called to be a community activist. I'm not called to do this or do that in the community. God called us primarily, I believe, to preach and to teach the Word of God. Why? That's where the power is. That is where the power is. The power is in the Word of God. What's the purpose of it? Verse 12. Here's why God calls people to do this, to prepare God's people for what? Works of service. So that the body of Christ may be built up. Verse 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We are called and united on purpose so we can be mature as a body. And we can grow up serving the head of that body, which is Jesus Christ. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but tomorrow we're going to pick it up exactly where we leave off today. In fact, we're going to talk about a verse that I think speaks to your marriage, a verse that speaks to your family, speaks to your relationships at work and your relationships, of course, in the body of Christ. It's the verse in Ephesians 4 that says, speaking the truth in love.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.